Okay, so you went from whipping up, lip glosses and stuff in your grandmother's kitchen to like a full out beauty brand.
How do they tap into like what's unique to them in order to like brand themselves and stand out that way?
I think that you have to spend a lot of time with yourself, because it's easy to get mixed up in like the trends or what other people are doing. So you really just gotta know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you implement that in your brand. I would just say, like, you really just gotta know who you truly are and put that into your brand, put yourself into your brand.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Friends in Beauty podcast, a safe space for ambitious beauty industry creatives to have real talk, get authentic answers, and practical tools to grow their businesses. Join me every week as me and my special guest reveal the keys to longevity and success in the beauty industry, from the ups and downs of their journey to the nitty-gritty of their struggles and triumphs. We're spilling the tea on it all, and most importantly, having fun while doing it. You ready?
Hey, what's up? It's your best friend in beauty here, Aquia Robinson. Welcome back to another episode of the Friends in Beauty podcast. I'm so happy to have you here, and I hope you're listening to this episode in high spirits and in good health. Now, on today's episode, I'm super excited because I have Courtney in the Friends in Beauty guest chair. Courtney is the CEO and creative powerhouse behind Crazy Crave Cosmetics, and I'm so excited to talk to her. So welcome to the Friends in Beauty podcast, Courtney.
Hey, girl. I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Hey, girl. Hey, I'm excited to have you and learn all about you and your brand today. We're going to dive into it. We're going to start off with some icebreakers first to get us warmed up. And I always say, so the Friends in Beauty audience can get to know you outside of what you do professionally for your brand. So the first one, just give us 3 random facts about you.
Okay, first fact about me is I am a biology major and I love outdoors. I love science. Second fact about me is I am mommy of a wonderful 3-year-old.
Okay.
And third fact about me, let's see. I'm a foodie. I love food. I love to try food. So,
I love that. So, biology major, where are you going to school at?
So I went to school at the University of South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah. I did the one in Columbia and in Aiken. So I did both.
Got you. And the foodie, like, what's your favorite food? Like, your favorite go-to?
See, I hate when people ask me that because I usually be like, oh, I like pizza. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I like Mexican food too. And I like Chinese food. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to pick. Like, I just like food.
Food is food. I guess I can say this. I'm not a foodie per se. I don't think I'm a foodie, but I do like Thai food. I like Indian food, Ethiopian
Indian
food. I like different ethnic foods that, different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay, then you can consider yourself a foodie.
I would say I'm a foodie though, because I know people who are like foodies and they're like really particular about like what they eat and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, as long as it's not disgusting, I will eat it. Like, I'm not really picky about what I eat.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have a current guilty pleasure?
I can't.
Mine's is
real. I don't know. Like, maybe like egg rolls or wontons right now are like my thing.
Okay.
Like, and not the, a lot of people like the like crab rangoon wontons.
Yeah.
But I like the cream cheese, like the sweet kind.
Uh-huh.
I love those. And a good egg roll.
she put this all to some food, y'all. Y'all better take some notes. I have these random set of cards called pod decks. And this is a what the heck and a would you rather. Which one do you want?
Let's go with would you rather.
Would you rather? Okay, don't give Courtney a crazy card to scare her away from us, but pick a random one.
Please don't give me a crazy card.
No, we're not doing that one. Oh, that's cute. Okay, so would you rather your voice sound like Elmo or Kermit the Frog?
That's weird.
I'm gonna have to go with Elmo though.
Everybody loves Elmo, so yeah. It's like, you can get away with that.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Elmo. Kermit, he could be a little annoying after a while.
Right.
Him and that daggone Miss Piggy. What do people always tell you that you're good at aside from what you do professionally?
Being a listening ear. Like, people just tell me any and everything.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know what it is about me that says, like, hey, I'll listen to you, but it gives therapists, right? I guess.
It gives therapists. I love that. That's how we are. Like, a lot of beauty professionals or just people in the beauty industry, I feel like we all have that kind of similar quality about ourselves, where people just feel so comfortable spilling their guts to us. They be like, girl, I just said you had nice lipstick. Now you tell them your whole life story, but hey.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I listen, though.
Yeah, I listen, yeah. And that's probably what it is. Most people will probably, like, try to deter them or try to end the conversation, but we're like, okay, we're going to lean in. We'll let you have your moment.
Right. Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. When is the last time that you did something for the first time? Have you had any new experiences lately?
Yeah, this is my very, very first podcast interview, and I'm so nervous and I'm so excited.
Yes. I'm so excited. See, this is what I always tell people, though. I always tell people when they say that they're nervous, I always tell people that nervousness and excitement operate on the same frequency. So I always say I'm excited. I choose excitement over nervousness. I'm excited.
Okay. And that's what it is. Like, I'm very, very excited. So
yeah, that's fine. Yeah. And we all get excited over new things. So that's
right. Great.
That means you're alive.
Thanks for the reminder.
You're welcome. So if you weren't the CEO of Crazy Crave Cosmetics, is there anything else you could see yourself doing right now?
Yeah. So I recently just let go of teaching. And if I didn't have my business, I think that's probably what I would be doing.
Wow.
So yeah, what kind of science?
Like, teaching science, like to kids?
Yes.
What ages?
So I did sixth grade for 3 years.
Girl, kudos to you. Sixth grade?
Everybody said it. Yes.
That is when they're like feeling themselves. Like, this is a new era for them. They in middle school. Like,
they grown but not grown. What? Yeah, that era.
Whoa. So what was your experience like over those 3 years?
I really enjoyed it. Like, it wasn't what I thought it was, first of all. I guess because, like, you know, when you were in school, I'm pretty sure, like, all of your teachers were kind of, like, older, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it just was different, like, actually being young and being on the other side. It just was not what I expected at all. But I got to meet a lot of amazing kids, and their stories are mind-blowing. Like, you just never, like, you know how people say you never know what somebody is going through?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that I thought that about kids. Like, I just thought that everybody was a kid, you know,
right.
But they have stories too. So
right. And that's where it starts. Hey friend, I really need your help with something. I'm planning to host my very first travel retreat in 2024. And this is why. I live in DC, but I love to travel. My last few trips, I've gone to Mexico, Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, but I'm starting to get that urge to hop on a plane again very soon. And I've been thinking about what I want for myself and what I want for Friends in Beauty in 2024. And that is to make a bigger impact and build deeper connections while doing the things that we love. Like, what better way to do that than on a bomb trip, making new memories together, learning from one another, experiencing new cultures, and laying out in the sun? What I really want is for us to get into the habit of resting, recalibrating, and celebrating ourselves more. We work so hard on a day-to-day basis, and I want this experience to be an all play, no work type of vibe. You feel me? I'm ready to have some fun and I want you to come along with me. Instead of catching all the highlights on my Instagram and YouTube, all you have to do is fill out a brief 2-minute survey to let me know where we should go, what your budget is, and the best time of year, and what you want to do. I'll leave the link here and below in the show notes. I am super duper excited to collaborate with you on this. Let's make this retreat happen and get your passports ready because we getting up out of here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At the beginning, wow. I always say, and I guess my teachers were presumably, you know, older than me. But when I think about it, I'm like, the age difference, I don't know. That's one reason why I feel like I couldn't be a teacher, because I'm like, I'm not like, I feel like I'm too nice.
Girl,
I feel like
oh,
those kids
too.
Will walk all over me. They're like, she young. We about to.
So my first year, I can say like, it was definitely like that. It was giving like big sister. Like, right. they didn't run over me, but I definitely was known as the nice teacher. I can't say that.
Yeah.
It didn't take until, I would say, like, the end of my first year teaching, I had to, like, kind of get started, because I could see it, like, getting to the point where they just didn't listen to me. And so by my last year teaching, I was known as the mean teacher, surprisingly. So.
She'll whip you with the shade. Don't mess with her.
Had to.
No, that's right. Dang. Okay. Shout out to all the teachers out there. My sister's a teacher, so I get to hear all the stories about the students, oh, the parents.
Oh,
the,
so yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's intense.
It's
so
crazy.
shout out to y'all. So now have you transitioned into your business full time, or you have another?
No. Right now I work at a hospital. But I have like a very, it's very laid back. Yeah. That's why I stopped teaching. Teaching was very demanding of your time, and so I wasn't able to devote the time I needed for my business.
Yeah.
So I had to take a step back to something that allowed me to actually focus on my business as well.
Nice. Okay. So you went from whipping up, you know, lip glosses and stuff in your grandmother's kitchen to like a full out beauty brand. Can you like walk us through the inception, or just like the evolution and growth of the brand since then?
Okay, yeah. So, like you said, I started in my grandmother's kitchen. I used to make the glitter glosses. Like, no, that was very popular. The little squeezy tubes, you know what I'm talking about? That was
yes,
very popular.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's how I started. I started making those in my grandma's kitchen. And, like, once I started getting, like, a lot of traction, it kind of was, like, too much on me. And my grandma was mad. Like, I was messing up dishes and stuff. Like, she wasn't having that. So, I, started doing a lot of research or whatever, and I found a manufacturer, so I was able to professionally made products that were professionally packaged as well. And mm-hmm. I've been working with them for a while, and then like once I got like really situated with them and I like went through that process, then I kind of started adding like my own touch, like started having launches and stuff like that in different collections. So now I'm still working with the manufacturer or whatever, but my products are uniquely mine, if you know what I mean.
Got you.
Yeah.
So like you determine the formula and everything and the branding,
right.
And the,
mm-hmm.
Got you.
Yeah.
So did you just start off with lip glosses initially when you went to the manufacturer?
Yeah. So I started off with liquid lipsticks and lip liners. That's all I was doing for a while. And then I kind of branched out to, like I said, I wanted to like fit me, and I like lip gloss. I like lipstick, so I started doing lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
I got into lashes.
Got you.
My most recent launch, I have an eyeshadow palette. So
okay.
I was very excited to do that. Yeah.
Nice. Do you have a background in beauty at all, like as a makeup artist or hair, anything like that, or just a girl that loves makeup?
Right. So in high school, I just started playing in makeup. Like I started off with MAC. You know, everybody had a MAC lipstick, so I started off with MAC lipstick, and then I kind of got into eyeshadow and everything like that. And I just taught myself how to do my own makeup. I started to do others' makeup, but I realized like I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
I liked doing my makeup, right? That was like a healing process for me. Like it was just like self-care for me. Like
mm-hmm.
I lost myself in doing makeup. Like it was just something I really liked doing for myself.
Yeah.
But doing it for other like doing other people's makeup. So that's what got me into makeup, and then that's what got me into like making my own and stuff like that.
Okay. So when you were initially making the lip glosses in like your grandmother's kitchen, were you like posting it online, or were you just wearing it? Like how were you getting other people's attention where they wanted it themselves?
So when I first started, I just used to wear it. And then like people would ask me like, oh, where'd you get your lip gloss from or whatever? Especially like when they seen like the little tubes, like, oh, where you got that from? And I was like, oh, I make them. So when people started telling me that they would buy them for me, that's when I was like, okay, I need to like promote my business. Like I need to make this into a business and I need to promote it. So I started an Instagram page. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, crazy.cosmetics. So I started the Instagram page and I just started posting on there, and that's how I was able to like kind of market my brand.
Nice. Okay. So besides making the Instagram page, how did you, or what steps did you take to make your business legit at that time, from just operating from, you know, in-house? Now you have this manufacturer. Like what did you have to do behind the scenes to make it like a legit like business?
I did. So, you know, I did end up, after a while, I ended up getting, making, what was it? My website, my very first domain came from, was it My Big Cartel, right?
Oh,
was
it,
you
yes.
know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
so I started cartel. Selling on there. Yeah, so that was my very first website. I started selling on there. I got my LLC. And then I also, I kind of like worked with a mentor, and they kind of helped me take the stuff that I needed to take in order to get my business like legit.
Yeah, I love that. The mentor, did they specialize in product development or product launches in particular?
No, I actually got a mentor like to help me with funding, like applying to grants and stuff like that. Yeah, because I was like, okay, I got this manufacturer, like now I need money for the manufacturer, you know what I'm saying? Or money for marketing and stuff like that. So I got the mentor, so I was able to figure out how I was going to make my small brand turn into something bigger.
I absolutely love this, because every time I come across grants or anything like that, I'm always sharing it on Friends and Beauty. So you've had like a lot of success so far with getting funding that way with grants?
Yeah, I actually have. I'm about to, I had kind of like laid, you know, once I got comfortable, I kind of lay low on the grants, but I'm definitely going to get back into applying for grants, because it has helped me with my business tremendously as far as funding. So
do you write them yourself?
Grants. I'm sorry, say it again.
Do you write them yourself, or does the mentor help with that?
She helped me. She got a little proposal, and I just got to fill in certain parts. So I would definitely say get you a mentor that specializes, or get somebody that can help you apply to these grants, because it's a process. It's a lot.
Yes. So. That's super exciting, because I just sent out an email earlier with more, you know, resources and everything. And I told them, I was like, it's not that we necessarily lack ambitious ideas and things like that for our businesses. A lot of times the thing that holds us back is like, how are we going to pay for this? Where is money coming from?
And so, that was exactly me. Like, I had all these great ideas, and I had all these plans. Like, I would make plans, but it's like, okay, now how do I pay for this? You know, so I definitely suggest making sure that you have a mentor or somebody that can help you apply for these grants and use that money.
I'm so excited right now. So aside from having an LLC, is there anything else that you would suggest people have in place before they start applying for grants?
Really, that's all I had.
Okay.
I just got used my LLC, and that's carried me, you know, this far. So I still have work to do. I can't say that. There was a time where I kind of had slacked up on my business. So I'm on the rebrand. So I know that there are more steps that I have to take, you know, to make my brand go even further.
Yeah. So. I don't know if you saw the Lip Bar has a grant program right now called Boss Ventures, but it's up on their website. Okay. I don't qualify for it, but it has like different qualifications for what they want and stuff. You might qualify. It's $25,000.
I'm gonna check it out. I am.
Get these coins. Let's get these coins. Yes.
Yeah.
How long have you been in business so far? Would you say like when you started to like take it seriously and go off from there?
So like I started the Squeezy Tubes in 2017. Yeah, that was 2017. Mm-hmm. It was June of 2017 I started. And I did it consistently to 2019. And then I kind of slacked up. And I want to say like I took off maybe like a year. So last year was like my big launch that like got me back into it. So
okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so take us behind the scenes of this rebrand that you say that you're doing. Like, what is it that you're doing differently from when you initially launched?
Well, first of all, I'm taking my time.
I know that's
right. I can say that was one of my biggest mistakes, was not taking my time or not putting in effort. So with my rebrand, I literally took that whole year or two that I wasn't like consistently posting and stuff. I was working on a business plan. I was working on reaching out to different people to collaborate with. I took my time. I didn't just go with anybody. I feel like that's where I kind of messed up at the first time. Like I'm just like, okay, I work with this person or whatever. And yeah, they may have the followers, but they wasn't engaging or, mm-hmm. you know, with their audience and stuff. So I made sure that I was very particular with who I was working with this time around. A team. I definitely mm-hmm. would say a team's needed. I got me an assistant and I went with professional people as far as like digital designers and stuff, graphic mm-hmm. designers. Because you can't do it all on your own. When I first started, like I literally was the marketer. I was the graphic designer. Like I did everything on my own.
Yeah.
And you can't, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I've been working with a team that was a big part of my rebrand, working with people that specialize in specific areas.
Yeah, I love that because that's where I am right now, is trying mm-hmm. to be strategic about who I need on my team and what I need them to do, because I know that I need help, but it's like I've tried to get help before and it just didn't work. So I know you had to go through like trial and error to find mm-hmm. the people that are going to like represent your brand the best way, or the way that you would want it to be represented, or the way that you would, or right. better. And just it's like a whole thing, girl.
Yeah, it's a lot. So I know what you're going through. It is a lot.
Did you go like the virtual assistant route for people?
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a virtual assistant. But I actually want somebody that I want. I guess in person. I don't know if that's what you think. You know what I'm saying? Like I need somebody that I can actually lay my hand on. Like, the virtual assistant is cool, don't get me wrong, but she's all the way somewhere and I'm all the way, you know, like we have different time, we're on different time zones and everything. So I'm trying to look for somebody that is local. So
got you. What would you say has been the most challenging thing so far with operating the business? Maybe something that you didn't expect and you had to like overcome it?
Probably being consistent. Like I didn't realize how much like I need to be posted every second of the day. I need to be doing something you get what I'm saying? Like every day. I would like take before when I first started, like I would post and not engage, or I would go months without posting or whatever. And I didn't realize how much that was setting me back. I just thought like, oh, okay, I can start this business and it's going to do what it's going to do. But that's not the case at all. Like I need to be working on my business every single day.
Yeah, man, especially that social media, and everything moves so fast now with social media. You could be gone for like a month and they got a new feature, especially like on Instagram. They got a new feature you got to figure out how to use, and it'll change the algorithm. Mm-hmm. And are we using hashtags now or not? Like, right.
Hey, I know you're enjoying the episode, but I need you to do something really, really important for me, like right now. I need you to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and let the people know how much you love the Friends of Beauty podcast. See, in the podcast streets, I'm gonna let you know something. If you don't leave a review, then people don't know that the show exists, and then the show won't grow. Reviews are so essential to the continued success of the Friends of Beauty podcast, and plus, I really just want to know what you think about the podcast. I appreciate all the DMs, but a 5-star review would be even better. I would love to read your review on the show and give you a shout out for being a loyal listener. And if it's not a 5-star review, don't even worry about it, all right? Don't even worry. Just go ahead and send me an email, honey. We ain't got time for that. If you're watching me on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe, give this video a thumbs up, and even leave a comment to share a takeaway from something that you learned so far. If you don't subscribe or give a thumbs up, then the YouTube streets don't know that the Friends of Beauty podcast exists either. You see how this is going? This is a group effort, and I appreciate you so, so much. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. Let's go ahead and get back into the episode.
Do I need to post at 4 a.m. or can I post at 10 p.m.? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That Instagram thing. And then are you taking advantage of, what's it called, like influencer marketing or like partner with influencers and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely think that influencers are like the wave right now. Like everybody wants to be like somebody, yeah. Unfortunately. So I think that they do help take your brand to another level. If you can get so-and-so in your brand, they gonna help you reach an audience that, you know, you probably wouldn't reach on a day-to-day basis. So
yeah. Who would you say is like Crazy Crave Cosmetics is for? Like, who's the ideal avatar or customer that you have in your head?
I really made Crazy Crave for everybody. Like, I don't have just like one set like thing that you need to be or whatever. I made it with everybody in mind, every gender, every age. Like, I want you to be able to be rocking a lip gloss, but your grandma over here got lipstick. So that's why I have so many different shades. I have so many different finishes, products, because I literally want any and everybody to be on my brand.
Yeah, I love that. I love that for sure.
Thank you.
What is like, I guess, what is the thought process or the creativity, or where do you go creatively to be able to curate like a whole product line? Like naming the products and the aesthetic of the brand, like where do you go creatively to be able to do that?
This might sound crazy, but I'll literally be asleep and I don't know if like I'm dreaming about something or I just think about something, but like it literally wakes me up out of my sleep and I'm like, I'm gonna do this.
Then
from there, like, I just work on it daily. Like, I might start off with like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do. And then I try to take just time to think on it. And then I'm like, okay, no, this is what I can do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like that. How did you come up with the names in particular for, cause you have some creative names for even the eyeshadow palette and some of the lipsticks and stuff like that. Is it the same thing? You just popped up out your dream and you're like, yes, I'm gonna name it this.
So like, okay. So like with my previous launch, it's the Plastic Life versus, can I curse?
Yeah.
Okay. Plastic Life versus Rat Bitch. It's crazy because I think like I was, like I said, I probably was thinking about somewhere that I was going to go and it was given like, okay, I kind of wanted to dress up like, I wanted to dress up like a doll, but I'm like, okay, wait, there's two different routes I can go. Like I can go Barbie, I can go Bratz.
Right.
So that's kind of how I got that idea. So it's just like, it's really me. Like, my brand is me. It's stuff that I'm doing on a daily or that I just be thinking about or whatever. Like, my brand is, it just embodies me. And I'm like multidimensional. Like, I can do a lot of stuff. Like, so it's just, it's me. I don't know. Like, it's, I don't know how. Yeah. My sign, Aries. The sign
of the sign. She's like, we coming up soon.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what they say. I know what they say. Aries are like real fiery. I'm an Aquarius.
Okay. I like my best friend is an Aquarius and my mom is an Aquarius. So.
But you know the vibes.
Yeah.
I love it. This is so much fun. So what was I going to ask you? I do this every single episode where I have like a question and then it slips my mind and then I got to try to remember it again. Mm-hmm. But it's all good.
Yeah.
We'll move on.
It'll come back to you.
It would definitely cover. Oh, I know what I was going to ask, because you talked about launches and you talked about how you just relaunched this eyeshadow palette and you just, you know, kind of re-emerging as a fresh brand. I'm reading this book. I don't even, it's all the way over there, called Launch right now. And it's basically how to launch a digital or physical product, kind of like going through the process. When you came out with your eyeshadow product, did you have like a strategic plan for your launch? Like leading up to it, like, okay, we're going to post on social media, we're going to send emails, we're going to like drip it out like that?
Yeah, so it was crazy that, like I said, I've really been working on this launch for like a year or two. So, I had my idea of what I wanted the palette to look like and, you know, the names and stuff. And then I got word that the new Barbie movie was coming out. So I'm like, okay, cool. Like, this is my sign from God. Like, I'm on the right track. Like, this is what I'm supposed to be launching right now.
Right.
So then everybody was like, well, where I'm from, it, like, everybody kept posting on Facebook, like, and I'm in Georgia. Everybody was like, oh, we need to do a Bratz versus, like, Barbie, like, party or whatever. So I'm like, oh, I got y'all. Like, don't worry about it. I got y'all. Like, it's on the way. But I didn't say anything because I wanted to make sure that I had everything in order or whatever. So once I made sure that all my products were, you know, in order and they were on the right timeline, then I start posting, like, you a Bratz, you a Barbie, like,
I love it.
You know, Bratz versus Barbie party coming soon. Like, I, you know. So what I did was after posting, I posted all the memes of Barbies and Bratz and stuff. And I kind of did like little sneak peeks of different products. And then I announced that I would be having a pop-up shop. And you coming as a Bratz or you coming as a Barbie.
I love that.
Right? So that's how I rolled that out. Like, it, everything just aligned for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I love that. So you basically already had the idea, but capitalized off of the Barbie movie coming out and using that, because that marketing behind that whole Barbie thing, it was Barbie, it was everything everywhere.
Yeah.
And that was like the perfect time to like push that out. Dang. See, I feel like I'd be late. I'd be missing my mark sometimes with stuff like trying to, how do you stay on top of like what's currently happening? And I don't know. You know what I mean? Like capitalizing on that moment, like instead of not, like, because you could have easily been like, dang, I'm not ready. I'm going to just wait till the Barbie movie passes. But being able to capitalize on a moment, like in that moment, that's like what I struggle with.
Oh,
I feel
like. Okay. Here's the thing. I don't really, I'd be late too. I'd be late on the trends and I'd be missing a lot of stuff. So what works for me is I do what works for me. Like, whether the Barbie movie came out or not, I was still going to launch that line, right? I was still going to promote it in some type of way that was appealing to people.
Yeah.
So for me, like, I don't follow, like, the trends, or I don't stay on top of trends. Like, I just do what I know works for me. And like I said, usually stuff just aligns with what I got going on. Now, when I have tried to be on trend or whatever, it just didn't work out for me.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't authentic to me. So I just feel like it just fell through the cracks. Like, it just didn't work for me.
Yeah. How hard would you say is it to start a brand, like, at this time?
It seems impossible sometimes. Like, even just rebranding, it's hard because saturation, for one. Mm-hmm. I know, like, everybody has their own brand or whatever. Everybody's doing this. Like, so sometimes it's kind of hard to figure out how you make yourself stand out.
Yeah.
So I think that's like the hardest thing, just how do you make your brand stand out? How do you make your product stand out? Like, how is your marketing different from this brand? So I think it's really hard right now to start a business. But if you find out what works for you and market correctly, it's doable. Yeah. So.
Do you have any tips on how to make your brand stand out, since we are in like such a saturated market where people could just easily, I mean, private label is so easy to, you know, do and slap your brand on it and stuff like that. But like, How would you suggest people go about, because you basically just tapped into your authenticity and what speaks to you and what you like, and you just kind of, if I like it, I know other people gonna like it and rock with it. How would you suggest people go about that route in order to make themselves stand out? How do they tap into like what's unique to them in order to like brand themselves and stand out that way?
I think that you have to spend a lot of time with yourself, because it is easy to get mixed up in like the trends of what other people are doing. So you really just gotta know who you are. And then you implement that in your brand. I would just say, like, you really just gotta know who you truly are and put that into your brand, put yourself into your brand.
Yeah, it's gonna take some soul searching. A lot of noise sometimes on social media. It's kind of hard. You're like, who am I really? You know?
Yes. And for me, it's tricky because I was saying, like, I'm multidimensional. Like, for me, for a long time, it was hard for me to be like, okay, I can be both. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I'd be thinking, like, okay, this is where you are, and you just got to stick to that. But you can be whoever you want to be, as long as it is truly who you are. Right. You get what I'm saying? I don't know if that makes sense.
It does. We're multifaceted. Like, we don't just represent one part of the spectrum. We're like all over.
And I think that's how you stand out. I don't know if I answered the question like fully, but I think that's how you stand out. Like, just making your whole you mesh into something that you can put out in your brand.
Yeah, for sure. What do you think about the celebrity brands or the ease that they have with kind of infiltrating the market these days, with coming out with their hair care, their lips and whatever, their beauty brands? What are your thoughts on it?
Honestly, I try to like learn from what they're doing. Like, I used to look at it and be like, oh, they just got it so much easier. They got this audience or whatever, and they have this platform, like, it's just easy for them. But what I started doing was I just took a different perspective on looking at how I look at how they handle their brand, or like what they do to make their brand stand out. And that's how I try to like market mine. So although my brand is mine and it embodies who I am, I try to take marketing tips marketing tips from what the bigger brands are doing.
Yeah, for sure. Because I know a lot of people, because it's kind of, some people feel like it's hard to stand up to, you know, the Fenty's or, you know, things like that when you're an indie brand. And some people kind of look down upon celebrities, you know, starting beauty brands. But I also look at them as regular people in the sense of like, why shouldn't they have, if that's really a dream of theirs to have a beauty brand, then they should be able to have a beauty brand just like how we have a beauty brand. They just have access to probably more funding, and they have a larger audience and fan base and everything, so it's easier for them to just, you know, let them do their thing. It's gonna stand the test of time. Like, how
used to be mad, I ain't gonna lie, I used to be mad, like, okay, how can I get in here? But like I said, you just gotta change your perspective, like, learn from them. What are they doing that you can do?
On your own scale, like, what can you do? For sure. What part of Georgia are you from?
I'm in Augusta.
Augusta, Georgia. Okay. How far is that from Atlanta?
You're from Atlanta?
No, I'm like, how far is it from Atlanta?
Oh, I was about to say, I literally was in Atlanta yesterday. It's only 2 hours.
Okay. No, I'm in DC.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm in DC. So I do come to Atlanta sometimes. I have a family down there. My father's down there. Some of my siblings are down there. So I plan on coming down there again at some point to infiltrate the market and bring, like, I do Friends and Beauty events and live podcasts and stuff too, so coming to Atlanta soon to, you know, do some things.
I'll be there. Okay, I'll be there. It's just a 2-hour drive for me, and I don't mind making it for Friends and Beauty.
Come through, girl. So did you grow up with siblings or anything like that?
Yeah, so I have a sister, and then my dad, he ended up like remarrying, but I have a brother from him too, so.
Nice. What are the family dynamics like, as far as, do you have entrepreneurs or, I don't know, other doctors or people in biology?
I actually don't. Like, that's, I feel like a lot of pressure from my family because, like, I feel like they're like, okay, you know, you got your brand or whatever, and you put a lot of time in this, like, is it gonna actually, like, be something? But then they also, like, I feel pressure from them in other areas that I do, like, I was still, as far as, like, teaching or, like, finished school. I was probably one of the first ones to finish school in a long time, so I feel a lot of pressure from my family, like, on both ends.
What do they think about your brand?
My family is actually very supportive of my brand. I thought that like I would kind of get like pushback because nobody in my family is an entrepreneur, right? So I feel like they wouldn't have the vision or they wouldn't see where I was going with it. But they're very supportive of my brand, as far as like buying stuff or like even just posting or work mouth. Like my daddy, he probably one of my biggest supporters for sure. He telling everybody where he work, like buy lip gloss for my daughter. Great. Like, yeah, so they're supportive.
That's cool. Did you ever go through the phase of like expecting your friends and family to support your brand and they didn't, or did it get to a certain point where it like kicked off and then they started supporting it?
Not necessarily like my friends and my family, they have always been supportive, but I did like expect everybody in the city to be buying lip gloss and lashes for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't go nowhere else, forget the hairstyle. Like, I got y'all, but it kind of didn't turn out like that. So, that's when like I really had it in my mind. Like, I really have to hone in on my business and reach as much audience as I can because I can't just depend on my hometown to support me.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Have you gone about building relationships any kind of way or strategically networking in order for like the correlation between the success of your brand and like building relationships? Is that a thing that you've seen?
Yeah. So that's why I was in Atlanta yesterday. I've been thinking about moving to Atlanta, honestly, just because that's where a lot of my relationships or a lot of my influencers, that's where they are. They're in Atlanta. So Atlanta is definitely a place that can, that they gonna make your brand pop for sure.
Okay.
I would definitely say lock in with somebody and build relationships with people in Atlanta. So people in Atlanta know somebody from everywhere. So
And I feel like Atlanta is also like a melting pot at this point.
Right.
So all the Black people move there to rid themselves of their woes. You know, so they got people from all over the place in Atlanta.
They do, yeah, they do. So my relationships in Atlanta, I feel like that has been very detrimental to the growth of my business.
Yeah. Have you done like trade shows or anything like that?
No, I actually haven't. Okay. I think I will get into it, but
like those Bronner brothers.
I think I will get into that. I just haven't yet.
Yeah, and then like the makeup show was just there.
Yeah,
a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
that's a big one.
Why I said Atlanta is definitely a place where you can build relationships that can help your business. They have everything going on down there.
I know that's right. So, what role do you play in the in Crazy Crave Cosmetics now? Like, what is your role as CEO?
As CEO right now, I'm doing like the creativity part of it. As far as what type of product or what formula my product is going to be, what the theme of that is going to be, like that's me. Like I'm a theme person, first of all.
Okay,
so,
themes. I like that.
Yeah. So that's like really what I do. Like I said, because you know, once you get your team, you got people to do certain stuff as far as marketing and your social media and stuff like that. So right now, like I'm just making sure that my brand stays creative, stays me.
Yeah, for sure. How do you how do you effectively, I don't want to say balance, but like somebody said the other day, I don't know what I was listening to. Somebody said, I don't try to balance, I try to harmonize. Oh, I know what I was listening to, the girl Milano de Rouge on Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins. Shout out to them. But she was saying she doesn't try to balance, she tries to harmonize. So how do you effectively harmonize just like multitasking, all the things that you have going on in your business, you have a job and you have a 3-year-old. Like how are you making everything work?
So like you, once you try, when you try to balance,
Is
that don't
always gonna be
work.
like.
Exactly. So, I'm at work. I'm at my 7:30 to 4 job. I'm also working on my business. Like, I'm at home. Or I might take my son to the park. You run around at the park, and I'm over here, and I'm figuring out when is my next launch or what is my timeline. Like, you just got to mesh everything together. Don't try to just focus on one thing at a time. That's not gonna work because you're always gonna. I was feeling like, okay, I'm putting too much time into my business, and now I'm not giving enough time to my son. Like, I have to. I'm going to my shoot. Or my photo shoot for the launch, he gonna be right there with me. Like, I just have to put it all together. Trying to separate the two, or everything, it's not enough time in the day. Like, I just can't.
Shoot. Then if you add on just trying to be there for family, friends, and it's a lot. Are you taking care of fulfillment? Like, do you have a fulfillment center or are you fulfilling orders yourself?
Yeah, I fulfill the orders myself.
Okay,
So
cool.
that you, I do like behind the scenes. You'll see me like unpacking orders, and my son is right there jumping out of boxes in the video with me. So like it all just is together.
And I really like that because it just shows the reality of it, shows the realness of it, because I think a lot of people will try to, I don't want to say use the excuse because I have a cat, okay? I don't have any children. I don't want to say use the excuse. I want to choose my words wisely. But sometimes people, when they have children, they will use that as a reason as to why they can't do something. But like, I'm packing orders and my child is right there with me. Like, this is what it has to be right now until, something. So for people who do have children, just for them to see that it is possible to be a mother, it is possible to have a career, it is possible to have another business and, be successful and get things done. I love that.
Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Is there what's something that's working right now in your business that you're like really proud of?
What's something that's working? Don't want to keep referring to like my business being about uniquely me, but that's what's working. Like, because really honestly, when I first started, like, I thought I had to go with the trends, and I thought I had to be like other brands or put stuff out that was like similar or mimicking other brands. But for me, the newest launch that I had, it like I said, it embodies a part of who I am. And I was just surprised that, first of all, everything aligned up as far as launching it, but then just like the success of the products selling as well. So just what's working is my business embodying who I am.
I love that. Are you on TikTok and stuff too?
I tried TikTok. It's I'm getting old. I can't.
That
I'm
sound like
on
me.
Instagram, but TikTok be
So
giving me a run for my money.
Instagram is working for you as far as reaching your customers.
Right, yeah.
Are
I actually need to. I'm getting better with like my email marketing too.
you?
Email marketing is definitely,
Do you do text
that's
marketing
working.
too?
I don't do text marketing. Just because I don't like text marketing, so I don't want to aggravate my customers with text. But I just feel like with the email, like I can look at my email or whatever. But when a rep be texting me, I'm like, what are you texting me for?
Because my friend would
So,
message me real quick, like, girl, Fashion Nova having a sale. They just sent me a text or whatever. It should be forwarded me the text. They stay with a different some kind of
I was
promo
just about to say,
running.
Fashion Nova, stay on it. Fashion Nova, stay on it, baby. Emails, texts, all that.
All of it, all the things. I'm trying to get back into my text market. I had it at one point, then I let it die off. But I'm pretty good with my email list though. I send them every Monday I send something, then every Wednesday I send out the podcast stuff and then anything else that pops up in between then I send them that. But I think for me, I like texting. So I feel like just being able to like text a quick little note to them. Not even like a sale or nothing, but just like, hey, like, hey girl, hey crazy crave girls. Like,
okay, so I might try that. I might need to implement that. For me, even though it's aggravating, like it might reach one of my customers, you know, one of my customers might prefer text over email. Mm-hmm. So I probably need to tap into that.
You just never know. It's like a quick way to, because people always checking text messages. Your phone ding right now. Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, who sent me a message? But the email pop up, I might be like, I'll check it later. I can't stand seeing that text thing. They got like one notice or you know, you got messages. I can't stand looking at it. I'm like, okay, I got to read this.
Me either. Clear that out.
Clear it out for sure. Do you have any plans for expanding the products that you do have with the brand, or do you just want to stick with like lips, eyes, lashes?
I have been thinking about skincare.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. If I do tap into skincare, it probably won't be until like a couple years from now, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I think I am going to tap into skincare just because I have very sensitive skin. I've struggled with eczema and stuff like that, so skincare is kind of my lane too.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I'm very, very passionate about like my cosmetics. So
yeah. That's cool. People always ask me, just because I'm a makeup artist, people always ask me if I would ever have my own brand or line. Mm-hmm. And I just be like, I don't know. Because like just talking to you and you saying like to make it authentically you, like I would really have to figure out what that is.
Yeah.
Because I always tell people that if I do start a brand, I would want it to be a little bit unique in a sense of maybe something that hasn't been done yet or maybe doing it differently. Mm-hmm. So I just don't want to like do the same thing that everybody's doing. I don't know what that is yet though.
Okay, so I definitely think that you should do it. Just figure out what it is. You just got to figure out what it is.
Yeah, I just got to figure out what it is. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you too. When it comes to revenue goals for your business, personally, do you say like, okay, I want to make this amount this month with Crazy Crave Cosmetics, and then you kind of like formulate your marketing and everything to push towards that goal? Or do you kind of just try to be consistent with everything and see like where it's going to land you?
So I don't focus on a revenue goal just because I don't ever want to have my brand just for the money.
Mm-hmm.
So at one point in time I was like, oh, I gotta make this amount of money or this amount of profit for this month. But I felt like that was kind of taking away from my business. Like, I'm just focusing on the money. Like, I'm not focusing on my products or whatever. So I just try to stay consistent with my business. I just try to stay consistent with it. I don't really focus on my revenue anymore.
Yeah. Have you thought about what kind of legacy you want to leave with having a brand and, like, having a child now and, you know, all of that?
Yeah, I think about it daily. I really want to be, like, I want my brand just to be bigger than me. Like I said, for me, when I started makeup, it really was something that was healing for me. Like, I wasn't confident in myself. And so I really just want my makeup to be something that, like I said, any and everybody can get, and it can just make them feel good about themselves. Like, I want people to, whether you want to be a creative makeup artist or you're just doing it just to make yourself, you know, look good on a day-to-day basis, like, I just want my products to be for everybody. That's my legacy. That's kind of my legacy to me.
I love it. Is there anything that's coming up next for you or the brand that you can share? I know y'all be talking and stuff. You're like, yeah, I got something in the works, but I can't talk.
Girl, that's what I was just about to say. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
We just gonna have to wait and
see. Of course, like I said, I'm working on my business every day. I'm working every day, y'all. So yeah, so it's, I got something coming soon, but We'll wait to see what that something is.
We just got
to
wait and see. Okay, so make sure y'all follow
That's
her.
right.
Wait and see. Well, Courtney, before I let you go, because this has been great, I have to ask you the Friends and Beauty rapid fire questions. Nothing scary. If you need to elaborate on it, you can, but you'll be great. So the first one is, what are the top three keys to your success so far?
God, consistency, and authenticity.
I love it. God, consistency, and authenticity. Okay. How do you measure your success?
How do I measure my success? That's a good one. Honestly, like when people tag my brand on social media, like that, mm-hmm. that's success for me because that's just helping me reach a bigger audience. So, and I know that you like, if you're tagging a brand, you 9 times out of 10, you really like that brand. So I love when people tag me on social media.
Right. That's the biggest compliment online, getting tagged. Yeah.
Yep.
Sure. What is the best advice you ever received or piece of advice that's just always stuck with you?
Give yourself grace. Girl, because I'm a perfectionist and like I will beat myself up about something, like literally to the point where I'm like, you know what, I don't even want to eat today, like I'm disgusted, like so I really had to learn to, like, everybody makes mistakes, just give yourself grace and learn from that mistake.
Yes, give yourself grace. That's for somebody out there. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
What advice would you give to another beauty brand owner right now who is just kind of struggling in their business and they're just ready to give it up?
I would have to say, stay consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Stay consistent.
Yeah.
My biggest regret with my business is taking time off.
Because you got to build back that momentum again.
Exactly. Right. So just stay consistent. Like, your time is coming. You're going to have your time to shine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just stay consistent.
Keep going. Yeah, I was reading, even in that book that I read, I know it's Rapid Fire, but even in that book that I read, he told a story about this lady who was launching some kind of program or something like that. And you just basically how you just never know who's watching you. Like, the whole time, like, there was like a really affluent person on her email list that reached out to her like a couple of years later for a really major opportunity for her business, and because he loved their content so much. So it's like, you just really never know who's watching you. And when, like you said, when your time is coming, they might not need it right now, but it may be, you know, be an opportunity a little bit later on. It was like, okay, she's been consistent. She's been doing this. I know she's not going anywhere. She's been doing this for however many years. I think she's reliable. Let's, you know, bring her. So yeah, be consistent. I love that. For sure. What is a resource that helps you with your business that you could share with the Friends and Beauty community?
I might have to think about this one. A good resource. Honestly, right now, podcasts. I feel like podcasts are, that's the way right now. Like, everybody has a podcast. And there is a podcast for every lane, if you get what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's a podcast for every subject or whatever. So I think that business owners, whether you're a small brand or whatever, I think that you need to take the time to go sit on podcasts and just tell the backstory of your brand and, you know, give people inside scoop, because that's what people want to see. Like, yes, your brand is important, but they really, it's the story that your brand gives. So
exactly. Do you listen to podcasts? Are there any that you like?
Girl, I listen to all kind of podcasts.
Because I would just listen to business. I listen to some crazy stuff too, some little rap.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I listen to everything. So I got some Bible podcasts, God podcasts. I got business podcasts, self-care. Like, I'm just a podcast listener right now. Yeah. I don't even listen to music like that anymore. Just, you can learn so much from a podcast, honestly. Yeah.
You have a favorite business one?
I don't know. I don't even know the name. Like, you know how you like just have your library? Like, I just have my library and I'll just tap and play episodes.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't even know.
But I do like that advice about getting on podcasts, because that's like, mm-hmm. it's, you know, most of them are free to get on. And
yeah,
it's just a really cool way to be able to share your story.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and have somebody prompt you to tell your story, because right. sometimes when we're just trying to talk about ourselves, it's like, I don't know what to, it's like when you're dating and somebody's like, so tell me about yourself. I'm like, what you want to know? Because I'm not about to just spill all my guts.
And who am I? Because I don't even know.
Yeah, what you want to know? Like, so it's really, I do like that advice podcast, yeah. y'all. So, you know, come on, Friends and Beauty, y'all. Reach out.
Yes, yes, yes.
So the last one, I just want you to fill in the blank for me and just say, mm-hmm. my name is blank. And the key to longevity and success is blank. Like, whatever you think it is.
Okay, so my name is Court, the CEO, and the key to success and longevity is God.
Yes. First, and everything that you do.
Yep.
Absolutely. Before you go, please share like your social media, your website, however you want people to connect with you and the brand, get some products, stay connected on, you know, this top secret thing that we can't know about yet.
Yes, you guys, to stay up to date, make sure that you follow crazy.crave.cosmetics on Instagram, to shop my brand, www.crazycravecosmetics.com. And then if you just want to follow me on Instagram, my name is Court, the CEO, that's CourtTHACEO.
Yay! Thank you so much, Courtney.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Friends in Beauty podcast. Don't forget, sharing is caring. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with another friend in beauty. Give it a thumbs up and subscribe, rate, and leave a 5-star review so that other friends in beauty can find the show. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Connect with us on all social media platforms at Friends in Beauty, hashtag Friends in Beauty to join the conversation, and join our Friends in Beauty Facebook community to stay connected. Talk to you soon.